This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm John Idstey.
All right, thank you very much.
50 years ago, a young recording engineer named Leon Kegarice indulged his passion for country music by dragging his bulky tape recorder to outdoor music festivals in rural Maryland. This is what he heard and preserved. Live recordings, thousands of them, from the golden years of country and bluegrass music. Rising stars like Johnny Cash, George Jones, and the Stanley Brothers played all-day concerts at rural music parks with names like New River Ranch and Sunset Park. Homespun fans got in by paying a dollar per carload. Leon Kegarice was a teenager then. Now he's 65, a slight man with graying hair and intense eyes. We found him in the back room of a Baltimore, Maryland record store where he repairs audio equipment part-time, and he played some of his tapes for us.
This is the Stanley Brothers, 1961, Ride That Midnight Train, live at New River Ranch.
That'll get your attention.
That's mine. Where do you hear the harmony on these guys?
I'm riding on that midnight train, my head a hanging. He's awful, but he'll follow me wherever I may. No matter what I say, every side is mine. I've tried so many times, believe
it, it was totally raw and totally open, and in my recordings you can hear birds singing, you can hear kids yelling, you know, you can hear people talking during the thing. It was just, it's wonderful. It was a family affair, and they had picnic tables. They'd bring all their kids, no matter how many there were. The first ones there get squatter's rights on the tables. They had outdoor barbecue grills, cooked all day, and what was really nice was a lot of these people would invite the stars in to eat with them, and I have pictures of that where they just totally interact, and the big stars, Johnny Cash, is sitting there eating with these people. That's really, really something.
Leon Kegarice was just a fan. He set his mic up next to the house mic on stage, turned on his tape recorder, and wandered off to take pictures and listen to the music. Unlike today, the musicians weren't worried about fans making bootleg copies. In fact, they often helped Kegarice set up his heavy reel-to-reel Ampex tape recorder.
I had no idea of posterity. I wasn't thinking about anything like that. It had nothing to do with me being a sound engineer or anything else. I just liked the music and wanted to preserve it as much as I could.
What Kegarice preserved was something extremely rare: high-quality recordings of live country music from the 1950s and 60s, performed in its most natural setting. But until recently, almost nobody knew the tapes existed.
My humble abode.
This is where Leon has kept his thousands of tape recordings for nearly 50 years, in his home just outside Baltimore, Maryland. Except there's not much room to live in here. It looks like the bedroom of a thousand teenage boys. There are piles and piles of collectibles, antique radios, magazines, records, wind-up Victrolas, and reel-to-reel tapes. But Leon seems to have a rough idea where everything is.
Now, let's see. This is a lot of the live stuff. Lester Flatt, Johnny Cash.
You got your whole setup here, too. You got your tape players all ready to go. And
See, what I do, I play back these live tapes on this machine here, and I go through a equalizer, and then I have here a dynamic range expander that really, it can take a dead recording and make it sound just great. I just got that about a year ago. I got that at a yard sale, believe it or not.
Leon's one of a kind, and so are his tape recordings.
Joe Lee owns the used record store where Leon Kegarice now has his workshop. Lee knocked on the door of Leon's home a couple of years ago. He'd heard through the grapevine that Kegarice might have some old records to sell. What Joe Lee stumbled into was Leon's treasure trove of tape recordings, buried in the junk.
I couldn't help but notice the stacks and stacks of reel-to-reel tapes. And I plucked one off the top there, and it says, Johnny Cash, Live in Maryland, 1962. And I said, Mr. Kegarice, can we hear this? And I expected it to be terrible because, you know, I've heard live tapes from back then, and nobody had good equipment. And my God, did it sound good.
You get a wiggly worm, and then you watch the worm, while you put him on a hook, and then drop him in a brook, and if everything's going to turn out right, on a five-piece tonight, country boy, you're lucky free.
Joe Lee and Kegarice have decided to work together to sell the recordings. Lee thinks they're worth $1 million. The Library of Congress is interested in the collection. So is the Country Music Foundation. Even some major record labels have expressed interest. They haven't inked a deal yet, but Lee says the two men are committed to introducing a new generation of fans to these recordings, to what they say is the unfettered essence of country music, captured in the outdoor music parks of rural Maryland.
You know, these were people from the mountains and from the rural South, and once they were put in a studio and they had a producer looking down their snoot at the guy and telling them, well, if you make one mistake, we have to stop and start all over again. It lost the atmosphere. It's like trying to play guitar with a straitjacket on. I call it, it's sort of being in the zone. When you're really at ease, then it really soars. And the proof is in these tapes here.
Country boy, got a lot to do. Country boy, I wish I was in your shoes.
Let's see if I can find something good here.
Leon Kegarice is sitting in the well-worn blue armchair in his living room, jammed between a window on one side and his stack of audio equipment on the other. As he fast-forwards through his collection for visitors, he pauses occasionally to relive those authentic down-home moments he first experienced 50 years ago.
There's a really good thing here in the middle of the tape. The bass player had to go home and milk his cows. And that's on the tape. I mean, it's a live show. And the guy had to go home and milk his cows. And then he came back later during the same set and started playing the bass. But you talk about country. That's country.
Island Cats.
Leon Kegarice has shared some of these recordings on our website, npr.org. Here's more of Ulla Bell Reed, Alex Campbell, and the New River Boys playing Boil Them Cabbage Down, on a recording that is more than 40 years old.